the show about Bobby J, little guy that bought a Macintosh computer and might just never be going back to the Windows OS again. Without any further ado, here's Bobby J.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Mac Converts. I decided I was going to change the intro music today because it's a special occasion. This is Mac Convert number 10, and I was going to be a little bit more laid back for Mac Convert number 10, maybe a little goofy, I don't know. We'll see. But it's Mac Convert number 10, and you're probably asking, okay, Bobby J, you said you were going to have trials, tribulations, and joys of owning the Mac. So you would think that for the 10th episode I would celebrate, but I'm actually going to do the exact opposite. You're probably wondering, oh, you just are in a love affair with Apple and your Macintosh, and there's nothing bad, and that, you know, this is hunky-dory, you're never going to go back to Windows, yada, yada, yada. But that's not it at all. In fact, I'll tell you some of the things that are kind of pet peeve, you know, pet peevish, pervert, I don't, whatever the word is, the P word, pet peeves of mine on dealing with the MacBook. Well, first of all, I got the MacBook, and if you've listened to prior episodes, you know that the MacBook that I got was the entry-level MacBook, the 1099 MacBook, the Intel Core Duo, not the Core 2 Duo, but the Core Duo 1.83 megahertz processors. It's got 512 megs of RAM and the 60 gigabyte hard drive. I got the white MacBook, and I like white. I didn't think that I liked white. Believe it or not, about 6 months ago, I was shopping for a car, and they brought out I was actually shopping for a van, and they brought out a car that was white, and I said, oh boy, that's exactly what I don't want, is something that's white. And I grew to love the car, and so a couple months later when I got my MacBook, I chose the white over the black because of the price, but also because I'm growing, you know, an affinity to white. Now, also with Apples, I mean, if you have a black PC, those are commonplace. I kind of wanted something different, something a little unique, so I went with the white. Now, I almost wish I didn't, because first of all, the very smallest things show up when you've got a white MacBook. The oils in your skin, for example, they seem to transfer, especially I find probably the place that transfers the most is the thumb. I use the trackpad on my MacBook with my right hand, and when I lay my right hand down, naturally the thumb area is on the middle to the left side of the button, or single button. Remember, Macintosh computers don't have the right mouse button or trackpad button. They've just got a single button, and if you want to get a right mouse click, you either do the control or control click, or you would do what I have my trackpad set up to do, and that is when you rest two fingers on the trackpad, on the directional part of the trackpad, and click with the button, that is interpreted as a right click. So I do that. And being from a Windows background, it's a very easy transition there. But just naturally, my right hand is rested so that my thumb is on the single button. And I found that the oils in my thumb are seeming to transfer to the MacBook. So I kind of have this little off-white, kind of yellowish-looking section of the button, and I haven't found anything to clean it yet that makes it look good. So I've tried Goo Gone, and I've tried some other things, and it basically, the material that's on top of the computer, the lower half of the computer, and actually on the top of the computer, is kind of it's a porous computer material, excuse me, almost like a rubber coating, and those of you that own the MacBooks can attest to this. It's like a rubbery material, and so basically it's porous. It allows the computer to breathe. I'm sure they did this on purpose, but Also, what you get with that porous material is that it sucks up the oils and things in your hand very easily, and it's difficult to get out. I'm sure there's a product out there that will suck those oils back out. I don't know as of yet. So I had a little bit of ink on my hands one time that sucked into this porous material. It's now in there. So probably the biggest pet peeve of mine, or the biggest tribulation, I guess, or the biggest, you know, poo-poo on this whole owning the white MIRC book is it just doesn't look very clean, the keyboard area and the trackpad area. Also, I wanted to address some issues with the discoloration. You may or may not have heard about the discoloration issues with the MIRCs, and I want to kind of describe what I see as the discoloration, because I am noticing, other than the areas where my fingers rest or my hands rest on the computer, there is some discoloration happening in this rubbery layer on top. And the first thing I want to point out is that in the lower left-hand corner, now this is the side of the MacBook that has the plugs for your power, your Ethernet, your FireWire, and your mini DVI connection, all that. In the lower left-hand corner of that side of the computer, there is developing in my computer a very small, circular-type-looking discoloration. And the weird thing about it is that it seems as though, it's hard to describe, but it seems as though it's a very weak area of the rubbery layer on top, and that maybe some heat or something from underneath has weakened the integrity and kind of made it a little bit more translucent, that you could see through it, versus the opaque nature or the non-see-through part of the rest of the unit. And as I go around, I see these little specks that kind of appear that way. I can't tell. For the most part, it looks like the discoloration is happening from underneath, not from the top. So if you have any similar experiences, please either send some pictures or do something of the like, and we'll go from there. Some other things I just decided, because I'm using my Macintosh computer sometimes at work, and I leave the desk where it's sitting. Now, I don't use it for work purposes, but over lunch and things, and, you know, I go to the bathroom and all that, you know, because I'm human. But I leave the MacBook on the desk, and so I decided to password protect it so that it went into, when it would go into a screensaver or, you know, go to sleep, that it would, you'd have to wake it through password protection. Since doing that, I kind of messed up somehow. Well, I didn't do it. I basically brought to the surface an inherent issue with Macintoshes, and that inherent issue is that when you put on this password, sometimes it doesn't know when to go to sleep, sometimes it doesn't know when to wake up, sometimes it doesn't know when to turn off the fan. So I've actually had some problems since doing that, putting the password protection on, where now I'll close the MacBook, it doesn't all the way go to sleep, the fan's still running, you know, and I'll put it back in my bag, and then I'll come pull it out of my bag later, and it's hot still because there's no ventilation in the bag. A tip for you, though, if you're going to put your MacBook in a laptop bag, put the vent side, which is the side with the power button and the screen, up, and that will allow the computer to vent through the top opening, at least get a little bit more airflow. So, but it was very hot, and when I pulled it out after this had happened, I could see my cursor, but the rest of the screen was black. I tried to awaken. I pressed the space bar, trackpad, power button. Nothing would seem to wake this thing up. It was kind of in a dead standstill mode until I pressed and held the power button and rebooted it that way, which I don't like to do. So that was another thing. I also had one of those heat pads that kind of sucks the heat away from the bottom. Before the newest firmware upgrade, and I'm so happy about this, the newest firmware upgrade that was released from the Apple just a couple weeks ago addresses an issue where the laptop was actually running very hot, and they changed it so that the fan would run more frequently now, and that it's not quite as hot you know, as it was before. You can actually use it on your lap now, which is cool. Although this, with all this controversy of exploding batteries and things like that, I still am a little leery to use it on my lap. You know, I don't want to, you know, walk away without my manhood or something or my legs. So I'm kind of a little scared now until I find out that my MacBook battery is okay. But anyway, since this firmware upgrade has been installed, it has run considerably cooler, so I don't need to use my heat pad anymore. But what I found when I was using my heat pad before, and this may be a bad heat pad, if you've had similar experiences, I'd love to hear from you. But when I was using my heat pad before, what was happening is that it would draw too much voltage out of the USB port, and it would actually report that in the macOS, and it would kill the USB port until I would reboot. Again, this may be just something, you know, that I only see because I had a bad heat pad. I don't know. I threw the heat pad away because it was it had some other problems where the connection was kind of iffy. So if you've seen something like that, let me know. Otherwise, I'll just chalk that up as just some goofy hardware on my part. There's some other things, obviously, with the Macintosh computer that I wish were, I guess, you don't live up to my quote-unquote standards as far as, well, I don't know, just, you have to let me explain a little bit. First of all, the memory, it seems that, you know, if I have 512 megs of RAM on a Windows machine with a similar specs, a close to 2 GHz processor, mobile processor, and, you know, the same hard drive with the same space available, very similar things. It seems like the Macintosh actually handles the RAM a little bit, it's a little bit more RAM intensive than the PC. So you're not getting the performance that you would out of 512 megs of RAM on a PC. 512 is kind of on this, MacBook anyway, is kind of like the, you know, the base configuration. You can't do much of anything if you had 256, so. Well, I apologize. You may hear a little bit of a hiccup in the recording and also some different sonic characteristics. I was recording this at work using the built-in microphone in the MacBook, but I was recording it at work and they kicked me out of the room I was in, so I had to kind of just intersperse this. Anyway, I was speaking about the memory, and it basically seems like 512 megs of RAM, that kind of performs the way 256 megs of RAM would on the regular PC. So, that's kind of my pet peeve. I was thinking with 256, you know, with 512 megs of RAM, I would get this great, great performance as far as multitasking. And, it's very specific to the type of, thing that you're doing, but I use, you know, I use Quicksilver, and sometimes I'll use Virtue Desktops, and I'll use, I've got a lot of other processes running as far as, you know, the mobile sync and all that, and basically I'm not getting the performance that I would expect, so that's basically what I wanted to talk to you about. Those are my major pet peeves at the moment, and still, there is no good karaoke application for the Macintosh. I don't care what it is. There's not a good one around yet, so my transition is not complete. After 10 episodes and multiple weeks of doing this, it's not complete by any stretch of the imagination. Please stay with me, sharing the trials, tribulations, and joys of Mac ownership. And also those of you that were computer geeks on the Windows OS, try a Mac out. I mean, Mac Minis are cheap. Go buy a Mac Mini. Just try it out. If you don't like it, the resale value on eBay is phenomenal, you know, and so just try it out, and if you don't like it, sell it quickly on eBay, all right? So thanks for joining me, guys. God bless. This has been another edition of Mac Convert, so I'll talk to you later.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mac Convert with iTunes, or go to macconvert.us.